This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Millions of Americans are wrestling with Mother Nature. Heavy rain and strong winds have been moving up the East Coast. Florida got as much as 5 inches of rain in the past few days. Dario Alano manages a restaurant in the Miami Beach area.
I've been here for 25 years. First time again in December, there is such a bad weather.
He talked to WPLG-TV in Miami. A car plowed into a vehicle guarding President Biden's motorcade last night in Delaware. The president and the first lady were not injured. The AP's Jennifer King.
President Biden was leaving an event at his Wilmington, Delaware campaign headquarters just after 8 p.m. He stopped to answer questions from the press when a gray sedan struck a Secret Service vehicle that was blocking an intersection before his motorcade's departure. The president peered down the block looking surprised before agents quickly ushered him into his waiting SUV. Secret Service personnel surrounded the vehicle with weapons drawn. The New York Times reports the agency issued a statement saying there was no protective interest associated with this event, meaning they believe the crash was accidental. Dental and the driver didn't know Mr. Biden was there. Jennifer King, Washington.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is in Israel today as it grinds on with its offensive in Gaza. The AP's Charles de Ledesma with the latest on the hostage crisis there.
Hamas and other militants are still holding an estimated 129 captives after most of the rest were freed in return for Israel's release of 240 Palestinian prisoners during a truce last month. Hamas says no more hostages will be released until the war ends. More than 18,700 Palestinians have been killed, according to the health ministry in the Hamas-run territory. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Southwest Airlines will pay millions in fines after that uproar in December of 2022 when it canceled thousands of flights and stranded millions of travelers over the holidays. This is AP News. Two New York's Democrats now. The AP's Julie Walker with this story.
New York's highest court is giving Democrats a chance to redraw the state's congressional districts, a major victory as the party tries to flip seats to win control of the U.S. House. The question now, how far New York's Democrat-dominated legislature will try to push the boundaries and how far the courts will let them. The process closely watched for any sign of partisan gerrymandering, drawing lines that give one party an unfair advantage, which is forbidden by state law. Republicans are expected to challenge the results in court as they try to retain their slim House majority. Experts say it's unclear where the state's highest court will land on determining what's too partisan. Julie Walker, New York.
Pope Francis turned 87 on Sunday, celebrating with cake and an audience with children. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.